The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. And there is a ton of things going on in the sports world. NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball. And yes, the NFL draft is right around the corner. Ezekiel Elliott, Derrick Henry. Which guy would you want to bring to your organization and maybe be the face of your organization moving forward? Jeff, good morning, man. How are you, buddy?
Don't you think of Eddie Lacy and Trent Richardson and maybe T.J. Yeldon, as these Alabama running backs. Aren't you a little more excited about Ezekiel Elliott? I know that there's predecessors at Ohio State that make it not promising for him, but, man, first-round running backs, what a dangerous venture considering the shelf life on those guys expires at 30. Good morning, Dorf.
Yeah, you know what? In general, it's tough with the NFL draft. You never know who you're getting. Think about Tom Brady, for that matter. You know, everybody passed on this guy. And look at the career he's had. So, first round, yeah, you're guaranteed money, but you're not guaranteed success. And I think that's a really big lesson that you learn from the NFL draft. And you never know where you're going to find that gem. But anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. On the other side, maybe we'll talk a little draft, maybe some NFL stuff, and we'll get into it a little bit. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
I've told you before, yeah, before, you know you're semi-good-looking in on the streets again.
The number one cause of water heater failure is sediment buildup in the tank. This is Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned, and we'll talk about how to remove that sediment right after this.
You know what's true and what's not. And what's true is that the best laid plans need the strongest tools. And no tool has been up for more challenges than True Temper. These lawn and garden tools live up to their name again and again. Refined, perfected, strong, and durable, innovative tools since 1808. You know what you need to get the job done. You and a tool that is absolutely true. True Temper.
Replacing a faulty water heater is both expensive and aggravating, but you can extend the life of your water heater by draining the tank and flushing away sediment at least once a year. Here's all you have to do. For electric heaters, turn off the power at the breaker box. For gas units, turn the fuel control to the pilot setting. Next, turn off the cold water inlet valve and attach a garden hose to the outlet valve at the bottom of the tank. Run the hose outside on a downward slant, then open the valve to start the draining process. To get the water flowing out of the hose properly, you also have to flip open the pressure relief valve near the top of the tank to break the vacuum inside. Once the hot water drains, open the cold water valve to rinse out the tank, then reverse the process to restore normal operation. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
I've always had the dream my whole life. I wanted to live on waterfront property. My favorite thing is just that little sound of that motor going by in the distance. And then about a minute later, the waves come out and make the old rickety deck squeak a little bit. It's where I want to be.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
To the players, reality is one against one, move and countermove, helmet to helmet. Nowhere is this conflict more evident than at the fringe of battle where the receiver and cornerback match glares. Here, cunning and speed determine the victor. One on one, the battle where the loser bleeds alone on an open field.
And I think today we took a big step. We have the return of the Los Angeles Rams to their home. We have a facility that is going to be absolutely extraordinary.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Roger Goodell talking about the Los Angeles Rams coming back. And they really came back, when you think about it, with a bang. Number one draft pick. Like you said, Jeff, before, as we're going to the break or in the break, nice way to make a splash of a headline.
What you don't want to do is draft a bust here, though. What you don't want to do is take Jared Goff over Carson Wentz and watch Carson Wentz go to San Francisco or Cleveland or somewhere and have a heck of an NFL career. We've seen too many Ryan Leafs. And, you know, I'm going to put Heath Shuler on the flip side of the Trent Dilfer coin, because I think that Trent Dilfer, though he didn't have, you know, he didn't come with as much substance as the fanfare would have maybe predicted, that Heath Shuler had a fraction of the career that Trent Dilfer did. It wasn't the Leaf Manning contrast, but it was there.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you draft number one and you get the bust, well, then you made a splash, you moved back to L.A., and you really laid an egg. I mean, think about it. That's like everything you could hope for and wish for, and then 3 years later, you realize we made a huge mistake. But see, that's just the whole point. You're not.
It is quarterback here, by the way, right? They're not doing this to get Jalen Ramsey or Miles Jack or DeForest Buckner or Joey Bosa. They're getting one of the two quarterbacks. I think the consensus agrees on that, correct?
I don't know. This Joey Bosa would be a heck of a player, but
no. Look at the makeup of the Rams. They've got Todd Gurley. They've got a good offensive line. They've got a stellar defense, and they're unable to acquire the quarterback that would have been on the open market because they play in the same division as the San Francisco 49ers. So, and they trump the 49ers from doing business, maybe with the Titans, maybe with the Browns.
No, that's a great point. No, that's an excellent point, to be honest with you. I mean, look, if they can get somebody behind that offensive line, they might actually be a pretty good football team.
Like, they got to do better than Case Keenum.
No, I agree. They need to get a quarterback. And I suppose, you know what, you got the draft less than 2 weeks away, and that would be your maybe best opportunity to go after somebody right from the start. Why not? I don't know who to pick. Who would you take? Who does your brain tell you to take?
My brain tells you to take Miles Jack. I think Miles Jack's the best football player in this draft. I think DeForest Buckner, you're going to look at Deion Jordan and say, what's going on with these guys from Oregon? But I think DeForest Buckner is the real deal. It depends on what you need. I mean, you need a quarterback to start things off, and the Rams don't have that, but it's kind of the last piece they can plug in. And with this trade, they have the luxury of being able to, you know, pick from the entire field. I mean, basically, entire draft class is a free agent potential for the Los Angeles Rams. And I think that they're going to look at everybody. I think they know who they're taking, and I doubt that they make this trade if they don't know exactly who they're taking before they make it.
Well, and not only that, when we think about the NFL draft, you know, for the most part, everybody knows who they're drafting, like 1 through 5, let's say. And then after that, maybe you start getting some surprises and some shocks. But for the most part, you're right. The NFL draft is so predictable, and it's there's no excitement or enthusiasm because we already know what's going to happen several days before it actually takes place. So there's like very little drama, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
We might not. I mean, I think that the Rams, for the sake of not to smite my beloved Cleveland Browns, but you know, they've got to look at the Browns as somebody that could trade to a team within their division to give them a high draft pick. And, you know, I think that they're going to take Jared Goff. I think that that's the way that it's going to happen. The more and more I see Carson Wentz, the more I'm able to talk myself out of him.
Well, again, we'll see how it all shakes out. But as it stands right now, the Rams are picking first. Cleveland, the number 2 pick. San Diego, the 3 pick. Cowboys, the 4 pick. You know what? They could come around this year. What do you make of teams that have 6 or 7 picks in this draft? And how do you expect them to do? How do you expect them to fare?
I think they're going to do very well. I think that those are the teams that are picking in the back half of the first round, probably playoff teams or at least teams on the fringe of the playoffs. They're going to be able to go after guys that play defensive tackle and guard, and you know, maybe play right tackle, you know, maybe find a tight end because you have the luxury of passing up on so many positions of need, which is how, you know, which is the strategy of the teams at the top of the draft, that they just have to take best player available, and they're not, you know, they don't have the convenience of plugging in needs like a team picking at 19 or 26 would.
Right. I mean, look, when I mentioned this earlier, the Derrick Henry and Ezekiel Elliott.
I think Jordan Howard, you know, I think that the next tier down is pretty darn good too. Jordan Howard, CJ Procise. I think that you're going to be able to get a guy on maybe Friday or Saturday, that can contribute, if not be featured in your offense at the running back position in year one.
You know, I've seen Ezekiel Elliott on ESPN, obviously, over the week, doing some interviews and whatnot and going there and talking a little bit because, obviously, he's one of those guys who's high on the board. We all know that. Is he a game changer? Is Derrick Henry a game changer? Are both of those guys game changers?
It depends on how they fit in the offense. You know, if your offense is geared to be, you know, to be quick on the perimeter, I think that Ezekiel Elliott's your guy. If you need more out of your running back to create plays, I think that Derrick Henry is your guy. I think that, you know, I give Elliott the edge. Maybe it's a little bit of bias because I was born in the state of Ohio, but, you know, it's also 2 years of watching Ezekiel Elliott just destroy college football defenses.
Well, I like Ezekiel Elliott's versatility, to be honest with you. You know, he catches the ball well out of the backfield. He blocks exceptionally well, a very good blocker. I don't think he gets enough credit for that. And then he has the ability to have the home run. I think he is the complete back. I really do. I don't really think Derrick Henry is as great of a pass blocker. From the video,
yeah, I think he's a better downhill runner.
Right,
When he gets a burst of steam and he's coming at a safety, you know, maybe one that's not Miles Jack. You know, when he gets that head of steam, I think that Derrick Henry is a little bit more dangerous. Whereas Ezekiel Elliott can find the open field a little bit easier.
I just think Ezekiel Elliott is just a more versatile, complete back at this point than Derrick Henry. Like you said, he runs downfield, and at Alabama, let's face it, he did not have to do much blocking. The blocking was done for him. Ohio State, different situation, the way that they ran their offense this year. We know that Ezekiel Elliott did not see the ball a lot of times, and he was called upon to block and be more of a team guy, if you will. So I think the versatility that he showed is pretty unbelievable, and I think moving forward – that bodes well for him. I really do.
And it should. And I think a team will be lucky to have him. But, You know, this is a running back's a luxury. You know, when the Rams are getting away with it, like I said, taking Gurley and putting that running game together before you really have an answer at the quarterback position. But they always believed that Sam Bradford was going to turn the corner, and you know, we'll see how he does in Philly. But I think at the end of the day, they put so much faith in Sam Bradford that they learned to wane away from it a little bit with the running back. You know, with Steven Jackson and then Zach Stacy, and obviously they have a long term answer with Gurley, provided that he stays healthy.
Sam Bradford might actually look pretty good in that offense right now, to be honest with you. But
hey. But you know, they've just banked so much on the quarterback that they need to actually have an answer at quarterback.
Yeah,
they might get it with Goff. They might get it with Wentz. Like I said, I think that they're leaning towards Goff. I think that they have to go with the big school kid when they make a splash like that with the trade.
NFL draft is coming up, man. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. Not necessarily right now, but in the next couple weeks or so, just under. Keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Just a quick reminder, you can catch us live every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time, and then we rebroadcast on Monday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific time as well. So live every Sunday, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific, rebroadcast 9 a.m. on Mondays. Jeff, we've been talking NFL draft, obviously, a little bit, and just NFL in general. Started off with that Johnny Manziel thing and then kind of blossomed into something a little bit better, if you ask me. But now I want to kind of dip it back into the NBA a little bit. And, you know, we really only talked about Steph Curry and Golden State and how they blew out Houston. We mentioned a little bit about Dallas getting smoked by Oklahoma City. And then, you know, we talked about Indiana a little bit, getting that victory on the road and doing a little shocking a little bit here in the Eastern Conference. We're shocked to a certain degree, but maybe we shouldn't be so much, because teams like Toronto and Atlanta have historically dropped a game early and caused some problems for themselves moving forward. With that being said, I know you're a big Cleveland guy, and rightfully so, from Cleveland.
Now, I understand that I have, you know, I have something vested in the Cavaliers getting it done if they can manage to pull that off. But this is not a team that I particularly love. You know, there's just been so much there's fatigue with, you know, I talk about Golden State fatigue. I talk about Kobe fatigue. I'm fatigued with my own hometown and all the drama that's going on there.
There's a reason I kind of went down this road, is because, look, I think that if you're LeBron and you have Kyrie and you have Kevin Love and you don't get it done, then maybe leaving Cleveland then does become an option. Or, on the other hand, it becomes so something that gets you so bad that you cannot leave and that you have to get it done. So you can take it two ways. And he's already left. So my thought is he ain't going anywhere. Personally, I think he sticks it out. He's in Cleveland for the duration. All that nonsense about playing with Chris Paul and Melo and D-Wade, whatever it is, it's all a bunch of nonsense.
You know that's cool summer vacation stuff. That's cool that, you know, they had that experience at the Olympics. These guys have all played together. Right. You know, they had the summer vacation thing where they could go out. You know, I don't think that these, you know, in the context of Johnny Manziel and Josh Gordon in Hollywood or L.A. or wherever they were, you know, I think that these guys are just big dorks. I really have reason to believe that they sit around and they watch stupid movies and they play board games and they go to amusement parks together and they're just pals, and that's great deal for an exhibition like the Olympics, but this is their job. You know, this is something that they have to take very seriously, and they know that they'll be remembered for what they do in the 82 plus plus four rounds of the playoffs when their playing days are over, and that the Olympic stuff's not going to matter, and that having fun's not going to matter if they can't look back and see how accomplished they are in black and white when it's all said and done. And I think that Melo's got nothing but that college championship, man.
I don't know if the playing for the USA doesn't matter.
But they can have more fun with it. You know where I'm going with that?
I understand what you're saying, but I think that there's a lot of pride in playing a sport for your country at the Olympics. So I don't necessarily – I hear what you're saying, but and that you're hanging out with your pals and you're on a world tour, and you know,
you can go to the other Olympic events. You know, you can become a fan yourself, like the other athletes that you're playing alongside with for the red, white, and blue.
I get it, but there is a big that is an honor and a privilege to do that and to wear that jersey and to win gold. So not everybody can say that they've done that. Like I've swam in the Junior Olympics, and that was a heck of an honor to swim in the Junior Olympics. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, so I think when you're representing your country and you're winning gold medals, I think it is special to a certain degree, but I understand where you're going with that. But my point in general on this whole bringing LeBron factor back into this was, if they don't win it all, if they don't get out of the East, which is, you know what, it's unlikely, but if there is a team that could do it, I kind of like Miami, and you know what, I don't think they're going to do it either, but truth be told, Miami could give them some trouble. And
boy, that would be a brutal NBA Finals if you had to have if Miami represents the East. That would just be incredibly awful.
See, I think that's probably the reason and the only reason that I really would like to see Cleveland back there, because truth be told, they do have guys that can get up and down the floor and play with Golden State a lot better.
Well, what's the difference between 2016, you know, we'll wait until we get to May or till June if Cleveland's in the finals against Golden State once again. But what's really changed since game one of those NBA finals? I know, you know, you could say, you know, four Golden State finals victories and what did they win? 73 games in the regular season. I mean,
you know,
seems like ancient history, but Cleveland at full strength against Golden State in the finals, not necessarily on Christmas Day or when they played again in Cleveland earlier this year, but that game one comparison, if those two teams show up, those two teams are still evenly matched teams, are they not? Or is Golden State infinitely better than they were during game one of the 2015 NBA Finals?
Look, I think they're better for all the reasons that you said. They now have 73 victories behind them after this year. They followed last season up. They backed it up big time. I mean, there was no letdown with these guys. So
let's bring it a little bit more back to the present. You know, 2009, in my opinion, was probably the best prior to last year, was probably the best team that the best Cavaliers team that LeBron played on in his first go around with Cleveland. And they got Stan Vand by the Orlando Magic. You know, I know there was a PED scandal. I know that Hito Turkoglu played the best series of his life. And, you know, the Magic end up winning that series 4-2, go on to lose to the Lakers in the 2009 finals. But, you know, can Stan Vand outcoach a much more talented team once again?
It's
Detroit. I get it. It's Detroit, but it's something to think about.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think there's a Drummond factor in that series at all?
I think they get swept. I mean, come on. You know, if LeBron puts on his intensity cap and brings those guys and puts him on his back, this is a sweep. I'm sorry.
Have you heard the side story? If this is not a sweep, if the series does manage to go five games, that there is a booking conflict at Quicken Loans Arena, and the Justin Bieber concert will be bumped for game five of the first round action in the NBA Eastern Conference playoffs.
Well, it should be, for crying out loud. Give me a break. But
I think that's fun. I told a couple of people, you know, a couple of my friends from Detroit, it'd be almost fun just to see you win a game. Just to
bump Bieber.
Just to bump Bieber and piss off the pop subculture.
That's pretty funny. But, no, I think that they win four or five. You know, you never know. You could always lose a game here. But bottom line is that they're a much better basketball team, and I think they get it done. Miami could give them troubles. If Cleveland doesn't make it to the finals, I think it's a failure. I think then all those – the reasons that they got rid of David Blatt – make no sense. When you think about what he did in his first season with a team, he got them to the playoffs. He got them to the finals. Didn't get it done, but he did have a 2-1 lead, and then all of a sudden Golden State turned it on. And then, you know, this year, Tyronn Lue gets the job. I don't think he's done that great of a job personally. Like we all know, LeBron coaches the team. It's whatever LeBron wants. And it's really like you have – The guy that's going to be the coach for the Cleveland Cavaliers to make an impact is going to be a guy that LeBron looks up to and a guy that LeBron respects. And I don't know who that guy is, to be honest with you.
You know, frankly, Dorf, I just want a guy that will coach Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love to have a pulse on the defensive end of the floor. But, you know, get your hands up in the air. You know, you don't have to be an elite. The fact that Matthew Dellavedova has us questioning whether Kyrie Irving should be the starting point guard just because he hustles on defense tells you everything you need to know about the feeling about Kyrie Irving in Cleveland right now.
I'd like to see Dellavedova in a Milwaukee Buck jersey next year. That's what I'd like to see.
I think that might happen.
Yep. I think it's very easily could happen. That's why I said it just now, because I'd like to see it. I really would. He's the kind of guy that the Bucks need. to be honest with you, with all those young budding superstars. And just on that note, I want to say something because on my mind, so I'm saying it. I don't want to make this a Milwaukee Bucks love fest by any means. But you know what's an interesting stat? If you look at the average age of those teams that were in the Final Four this year, do you have any idea what the average age was for those guys?
I would say 20.
21 and a half, okay? The average age on that Milwaukee Bucks team, any guess on that one?
Maybe 23.
21.8. So you can take that in two directions. You should say, look, maybe these guys are too young and they should be in college. Or you can look at it in a different direction, which is the one that I'm looking at. And I'm saying if your future is the guys that are 21 and a half years old or 21.8 years old.
If they can sustain that roster.
They're going to. Those two guys want to stick around. I've already told you that. So bottom line is, look out. The Milwaukee Bucks are going to take flight at some point. Keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. Shane Koenig on the other side. It is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. Everyone who donates receives a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline interview library. Thank you for your support and help.
Finishing a basement is a great way to add living space economically. I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about getting started the right way right after this.
You know what's true and what's not. And what's true is that the best laid plans need the strongest tools. And no tool has been up for more challenges than True Temper. These lawn and garden tools live up to their name again and again. Refined, perfected, strong, and durable. Innovative tools since 1808. You know what you need to get the job done. You and a tool that is absolutely true. True Temper.
Lots of homeowners dream of using that extra space in the basement for a game room, a home theater, or entertaining space, but it's important to correct any moisture issues first. In other words, stop the leaks before you make improvements. You can tell if moisture is coming into your basement by taping a small piece of clear plastic to the wall or floor and then watching it for a few days. The amount of fog or condensation will tell you what's getting in. Even if there isn't a real big problem in your basement, it's a good idea to seal those masonry walls and floor with a waterproofing material. Many formulas do several jobs at once, so you can buy one product to serve as a waterproofer, primer coat, and top coat. Some even include additives to prevent the growth of mold and mildew on their surfaces. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
For a true craftsman, doing the job right starts with the best quality materials. That's why for most Red Wing work boots, we use leather made from steer hides. It's sturdier and, well, beefier than hides from cows. Sure, it may cost a little more, but it makes for a more durable, comfortable boot. One made with the same handcrafted pride you put into your work every day. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week. Follow us on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at @DorfOnSports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Give us a call, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We want to know what's on your mind. It can be sports. It could be anything, to be honest with you. I don't care. Really makes no difference to me. 1-800-878-7529. Let's bring in Shane Koenig, our basketball insider, to help us, because you and I have been breaking it down for a while now. Shane, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Good morning to you guys.
Let's get right into this, man. I think we can see from early implications of the first games from some of these playoff series that Golden State is going to have a pretty easy time with it, and Oklahoma City is going to have a pretty easy time with it, and the Pacers may shock a few people. What do you think?
Well, I think that when we talked every single week about teams coming into form and playing a little bit better and really looking like they're ready to step up, and obviously Golden State always being literally having the best record of in NBA history, always in form, I think we finally saw that. You know, your Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant that have been there together and with their teams together, just having a new coach, are turning on the gas where the teams they're playing against aren't ready for that and aren't ready to put the pedal to the floor and show what they can do. And those flaws that we were wondering how Dallas could possibly come into the playoffs even at all, let alone as a 5, 6, or 7 seed. Now we're wondering, how did we miscalculate that? How did we see that they're not as good as they're supposed to be? The Pacers isn't, I don't know if it's really that surprising. I feel like they're one of those teams that, you know, have a starting center that is new. Paul George understands how long the season can be and how he missed the playoffs last year, and with injuries, he didn't take anything for granted and really turned it on yesterday. And they don't have a problem scoring. I mean, they have Rodney Stuckey. They have the scoring to even come off the bench. So they're a good team. I think they, the way that they play defense and with the scoring punch that they brought in free agency really allows them to do a lot of things that even like a, they're like a Golden State light. They played C.J. Miles in the four yesterday, which allowed them to get a run, that they're ready for the playoffs to start.
You know what I think about Paul George in that series, to be honest with you, is I look at that series and I say they have the best player on the floor. And when you have the best player on the floor, a lot of times good things can happen. And
oh, yeah.
You know what? He had a terrible first half, but absolutely went off in the third quarter and lit it up. And you could see the poise, the confidence, the calmness, the control. Paul George is the best player on that floor by so far. It's unbelievable.
I really liked his, you know, there's a lot of times that you can tell a really great player and what you're talking about in their control and patience. How when he is able to, in a one-on-one matchup, drive to the hoop, almost pause, get the defensive player where he wants him, and then make a decision from there. That, to me, shows how great a player it can be. Steph Curry does it every single game, every single time that he gets the ball. I think when LeBron James does it, he becomes the best player in the league and competes against Steph Curry. When he doesn't, the Cavs struggle. I saw that a lot from Paul George, how he is literally taking his time but not allowing the defense to rotate towards him and defend against him. It's, I feel like that's what really separates the.
Agree 100%. Go ahead, Jeff.
You know, Shane, I'm really starting to buy into Brad Stevens in Boston. Getting it done with really nothing on his roster. We talk about Paul George, we talk about Durant, we talk about LeBron. Boston doesn't have that player. All due respect to Isaiah Thomas, he's just not that player. A little bit surprised. I know how they're seeded, but I'm a little bit surprised that Boston didn't get out in front of this first round series. So, you know, what do you make of this Hawks, you know, this Hawks Celtics series? Because I keep thinking about the team that got swept out of the Eastern Conference Finals a year ago when I think about the Hawks.
I think that with that experience, though, they're showing that now. You know, they have, even though they've lost to Damari Carroll, they still have Paul Millsap, they still have Al Horford, they still have Kyle Korver. They've got a very good base, Jeff Teague, with that playoff experience. And I think what you're seeing is the Boston Celtics have a lot of really good role players and a really good player that maybe be playing out of his normal zone or what we expected. But when you have one player that's doing that and they're not the best player on the floor, like what we talk about with Paul George, then a team can focus on that. And with their coaching and the experience they brought from the San Antonio Spurs and from the playoffs last year, I think that they know how to defend against that team and how to play against that team. But, I mean, Boston was right there. They were down by 16 and came roaring back. So I know they didn't get out in front of it, but, I mean, they can learn from that and definitely step in and level that series out, I think, pretty easily.
The problem with Boston is they just don't have that many great shooters. They don't get a lot of points in the paint. Sully's their guy down low, so they're going to struggle a little bit there. But I do think Brad Stevens is a tremendous coach. Not a good coach, but a tremendous coach. And I agree, he has maximized with a lot less there. When your big dog is Isaiah Thomas, I'm sorry, but you're looking for a lot of your offense from a guy who's maybe 5'10", and a lot of times he's going to be taking shots that are very difficult versus, you know, a guy like LeBron James, for instance, who gets to the basket a lot easier, a little bit different player. We all know that, different positions. But my point is that going to be tough for them because I just think they struggle shooting the basketball. And when push comes to shove, I think Atlanta has better players than Boston does at the end of the day.
I totally agree. I think what you can even see what you're talking about when you're talking about shooting. I mean, there's the second to last shot that they take, they rotate the ball around the outside, and Isaiah Thomas passes up a, maybe not wide open, but an open three, and he kicks it to Evan Turner, who is a terrible shooter. So that's like the microcosm of their entire season right there, going from the best player to Evan Turner, whom they're even talking about re-signing, which is great because he's a good average player, but Isaiah Thomas needs to be the guy. He needs to be that guy that shoots it. And he comes down the next time and hits a three with a guy in his face and slapping his wrist, and he makes it. So it even makes it that much more, puts more emphasis on how he passed up that shot when he makes.
That is the voice of
the shot the next time down the floor.
Yeah, that's the voice of Shane Koenig. Sorry about that. Our basketball insider. Go ahead, Jeff.
You know, Golden State gets it done Wednesday, you know, gets it done down the stretch and throughout the season to get that coveted record of 73-9. Some people theorize that might have been too lofty of a goal and that they're going to be exhausted after chasing it all year, a little underwhelmed with early playoff action. It might have helped that they were playing a laughable Houston Rockets team in the first round. But with that convincing win in game one in the playoffs over the Houston Rockets, did Golden State kind of dispel that notion that 73 was enough?
I think that they dispelled the notion that Houston was even above average. I watched that. I was watching it with my dad, and he thought, like, James Harden is – he's okay. He's just a little lazy. I'm like, he is the worst defender in the NBA. The way that they play defense and the way that they even don't even see, like, they threw passes right to Golden State yesterday that were just embarrassing. They're really bad. And the fact that they're even in the. And a lot of people are talking about Steph Curry hurting his ankle. And my philosophy is, why is he going to even play the rest of the series? Like, sit him.
Well, I don't think you want to get out of your regimen too much, to be honest with you. I mean, look, if you look at the way that Golden State played the regular season, I think it tells you a lot about how they prepare for every single night, which is to go out there and play the minutes that guys are supposed to play. I understand Steph Curry wanting to play. I understand Steve Kerr sitting him down, to be honest with you. And Steph wanting to play, he's being a competitor. Steve Kerr sitting him down is a smart coach saying, look, we don't need you, man. Take a rest. We'll come back to you if and when we need you. So I get both sides of it, but I think that there's a lot to be said about how Golden State handled themselves throughout the whole year, and I don't think that they'll handle themselves any different in the playoffs either.
I totally agree. I guess the main concern I would have is since day one, that Steph Curry's ankles have always been a challenge.
Yeah.
He's proven that in the last 2 years that if he gets through that, that he is the best player in the NBA. If he has that nagging injury, then Golden State loses one of the best players in the NBA and he's not at his best. So I think that even if they want to get a minute to start and then he sits the whole second half just to make sure that he's in rhythm, I would think that that would be the best advice. And I think Kerr was great about it, you know, saying, you know, I argued with him and I told him he needs to sit because this is the long haul. I mean, I love the NBA, but man, the NBA playoffs are like literally a whole second season. They're a grind, so you have to play it as a grind. And if that means that Steph only plays a half or even sits game two and then plays a half in game three, I would say so be it. Let's get those guys that we have depth with that have gotten a ton of playing time, let them get some playoff time too.
Hey, you know, since we're speaking on this so much with, you know, winning the 73 games during the regular season, setting a new record, pretty unbelievable at that. 89, that's the number that they would reach if they win the NBA title. I mean, in all honesty, how insane is it to think that they could win 89 basketball games this year?
You know, when you watch them and watch them play, it's not super surprising, but when you take a step back and look at it in history, it is really surprising because they're able to get so many good players all on the same page and get them moving forward and play within roles and get everybody it sounds like you were just repeating ourselves after every week because they're the story of the NBA, but man, team that if they were a little more selfish after winning the title, they would be on other teams and starting. So Steve Kerr and Luke Walton and everybody on that coaching staff, and definitely don't underestimate the ability of their GM of doing players and grabbing players and sitting them on having them on their bench and available and motivated. It's not super surprising to see that, but to do that, to be able to do that at a high level, it's incredible.
Hey, let me leave you with this one, Shane, and then we'll let you go after this. If you're Luke Walton and you've had the success that you've had this year with the Golden State Warriors, knowing he's going to be a hot commodity to a guy like Phil Jackson, would you be a sucker and take that, the $10 million or whatever he's going to offer you to come over there? And maybe, you know what, let's do this. If you have a moment, maybe let's take a quick pause. Actually, let's do the pause right now. Scott, let's take a break and then come back with us. And maybe let's all answer that question about Luke Walton. Would you be a sucker and take the bait maybe and go somewhere else? Or would you stick with Golden State where maybe you should get a piece of being the coach of the year with Steve Kerr, potentially, if you were to go that route. But keep it close. Shane Koenig is with us. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063.
800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Everybody, welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Shane, real quickly, answer that question for me. If you're Luke Walton, do you take the bait and you go somewhere else, or do you stay in Golden State?
I would not go to New York. I don't think that they have – I don't think he wants to deal with Carmelo Anthony. I don't think he wants to deal with that media circus. I would wait. I mean, there's always five or six jobs that are going to open up in the NBA, so I would see what else is available then. And your assistant job there is awesome. And yeah, Wait until something else pops up. Even to the fact that Steve Kerr might be out again. You know, he has back problems, and he's going to go through the NBA playoffs again. So maybe you get another opportunity to be a part-time head coach next year again.
Thanks a lot, Shane. Always appreciate what you do for us, brother. We'll talk at you next week.
All right, guys.
Shane Koenig, our basketball insider. Jeff, real quickly, let's hear your parting shot for today.
Hey, we saw everybody in Major League Baseball on April 15th wearing number 42 as Jackie Robinson deservedly gets the recognition for being the first player to cross the color barrier in Major League Baseball. But the Cleveland Indians, Larry Doby, made his Major League debut 2 months later and had to deal with all the same problems Jackie did with the American League, and he never gets enough recognition for it.
Hey, great one right there. My parting shot is, it's playoff time. NHL playoffs and NBA playoffs. So get buckled up, everybody, because it's going to be exciting. So we'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Shane for joining us, for Scott, for Jeff. I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We're out of here.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.